Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and playlist professor, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. This game can be played by yourself in teams or against a friend. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 1987, first or last, and 2010's Chorus Challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn more about pop history and share your scores with other players. Now, I love to see everyone that plays this game all around the world, and today's shout out goes to our players in Brandon, Canada. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself a little bit more time to ponder a question. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, it is a retro special. Picture this. The year is 1987. Viewers have just been introduced to The Simpsons for the very first time, and the world's population has just hit 5 billion. We have 5 questions for you, all about music news that happened in the year 1987. There is 1 point available for each correct response. Here we go. Question 1. One of the best-selling albums of 1987 was which film soundtrack that contained the hits Hungry Eyes and She's Like the Wind? Question 2. In January 1987, which singer, known for her big vocals, became the first woman ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Question 3. In July 1987, which hard rock band released their debut album, Appetite for Destruction? Question 4. In September 1987, US television network CBS attempted to launch a US version of which hit UK TV show that featured performances from popular music acts? Question 5. In November 1987, which popular duo of the 60s and 70s reunited for a live performance on The David Letterman Show? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is first or last. There are 5 clues coming your way about hit songs, all of which have either the word first or the word last somewhere in their title. There is 1 point available for each song title that you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. This 2023 song was a number 1 hit for country pop singer Morgan Wallen. Question 7. One of the biggest holiday hits is this song by Wham, released in 1984. Question 8. This 2020 single was a breakthrough hit for Tate McRae. Question 9. This 1978 hit by Donna Summer describes something that might happen at the end of a night out. Question 10. A 2002 hit for Kylie Minogue, this song title describes a romantic fate that some believe in and others don't. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 2010's Chorus Challenge. You're going to hear some lyrics read aloud from the chorus of a hit 2010s song. The catch is, it's going to sound a little different to normal. Give yourself 1 point if you can correctly guess the song title, and another point if you can correctly guess the artist. Now, let's play you those lyrics. Question 11.
I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose, fire away, fire away. Ricochet, you take your aim, fire away, fire away.
Question 12.
It started with a whisper, and that was when I kissed her. And then she made my lips hurt. I could hear the chit-chat. Take me to your love shack.
Question 13.
Who's gonna walk you through the dark side of the morning? Who's gonna rock you when the sun won't let you sleep? Who's waking up to drive you home when you're drunk and all alone?
Question 14.
Dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Oh, oh, I've never seen anybody do the things you do before. They say, move for me, move for me, move for me, aye, aye. And when you're done, I'll make you do it all again.
Question 15.
Right now, I'm in a state of mind I want to be in, like, all the time. Ain't got no tears left to cry. So, I'm picking it up, I'm loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up.
That is all our rounds complete. We will be right back after the break to reveal all the answers. And we are back. It is time to tally your score as we reveal the answers. First, with the music news of the year 1987. Question 1. Dirty Dancing was the big selling soundtrack of that year. Question 2. Aretha Franklin was the first woman to enter the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Question 3. Guns N' Roses. It is the best-selling debut album of all time in the USA. Question 4. Top of the Pops. It had an unfortunately short run in the USA, failing to find an audience that made it a staple of UK TV. Question 5. Sonny and Cher. They performed their hit I Got You Babe for what would turn out to be the last time. Continuing on to round two, first or last, you received clues about songs, all of which had either the word first or the word last in their title. Here are the correct songs. Question 6. Last Night by Morgan Wallen. Question 7. Last Christmas by Wham. Question 8. You Broke Me First by Tate McRae. Question 9. Last Dance by Donna Summer. Question 10. Love at First Sight by Kylie Minogue. For our final round today, you were trying to identify some 2010s hits from just the chorus lyrics. Remember, you can grab 1 point for a correct song title and another point for a correct artist. These are the songs that you were hearing. Question 11. That was David Guetta and Sia's Titanium. Question 12. Everybody Talks by Neon Trees. Question 13. That was It Ain't Me by Kygo and Selena Gomez. Question 14 was Dance Monkey by Tones and I. And finally, question 15, that was Ariana Grande's No Tears Left to Cry. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum total points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on now and let us know what you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.